Jack Kerouac in Mazatlan. Back in the 1950s, after World War II, most people headed home to raise families. Men were tired of shooting bullets, and women were tired of making them. Instead of killing humanity, the focus became repopulating humanity. An era of big bands was coming to a halt, and an age of rock and roll, beat poetry, and abstract expressionist art was coming into its own. Jazz, an American art form, was in ascendance, and its emphasis on rhythm, dissonance, and drugs were a premonition of things to come. Jack Kerouac, one of the Beat Generation's shining stars, made a trip down to Mazatlan in the 1950s in an old bus, camped, and immortalized this place as one stop in his epic, rollicking novel, On the Road. On a wall by the shrimp bucket is a plaque placed by the Mazatlan Historical Society to commemorate the exact point in place and time where the bard stopped roaming, drank beer, hung out with the locals, and dreamed of the proletariat overcoming. He looked for pleasure and put his stories down in long, winding sentences, where he only stopped writing to take a breath. His novel was new for its day, but old in concept. He was the hero of his own epic Homeric poem. He was a tumbleweed traveling to new ports with his only home the inside of his bus, or a bedroll spread out in some flophouse. His friends were fragile poets, traumatized by war, big business, and moral restrictions. Sitting in the shrimp bucket, you can look at a little hill that must have made Jack nostalgic for San Francisco. Even if you can't agree with Kerouac's self-destroying lifestyle, you can understand why he was here by the water, drinking beer with limes, almost naked bodies dancing in the surf, and fishermen spinning stories of great marlin battles. Kerouac would have turned sentimental at the marlin storytelling, but Hemingway, if here, would have relished each twist of the hook. Kerouac was beautiful in his willingness to edit nothing. Hemingway was beautiful in his willingness to cut everything to its heart. They are both masters of prose storytelling. I would have loved to be drinking at the table next to them, at the shrimp bucket, on any starry Mexican night, listening to them talk poetry.